Hello, welcome to the second episode of The Primed Runner. Today we have a very special guest, Carrick. You want to introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, hi. My name's Carrick. I'm a senior at UC Berkeley. I run cross country and track and field.
What events do you specialize in?
So cross country is 8K and 10K, and then in track I do like 1500, 5K.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So how do you like approach mentally running when you're on the track versus when you're on cross country? Are there any notable differences?
Yeah, there's definitely, there's a lot of differences. I think like for me, sometimes cross country is easier because you're less focused on exact pace, like per lap, and you're kind of more just out there racing people, which I think comes easily to me just as kind of a competitor. Track is sometimes I think a little more difficult because you're right there just running laps. So sometimes it's like you get stuck in that mindset of like, you know, four laps to go, like however many laps to go. But yeah, it's definitely a different kind of mental strategy.
So you focus on yourself more during track, you would say, or is it still on the people you're running with? You just try to keep up?
Yeah, I think in track, maybe it's more, sometimes it's more you're focused on like splits and pace, depending on the race. Sometimes you're just in the race to try to win or race the people you're running against. But yeah, I guess it kind of depends race to race, but I think that's kind of the mentality I have in track is kind of like you're seeing each lap split go by. So sometimes it's like kind of different to cross country where it's a different course. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily seeing all your splits. So it's a little bit different that way.
So like your mind is really filled in with like the numbers. You think of each second, each lap that goes by and like catch up.
I think so. At least for me, that's how I see it sometimes.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between like the shorter races versus the longer races? Do you tell yourself anything or?
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes with like 1500s, something like shorter, it goes by so quick. So it's kind of like, it depends too. You know, like there's more, sometimes you get in races that are more focused on like, everybody's trying to race fast, and sometimes you're like based on position, like when you get into more like competition season or like championship season at like league and or a conference and stuff like that, sometimes it's kind of like the first couple laps are just trying to get positioning, and then you're trying to just beat people the last lap. But I think in general something more like the 5K, like a longer distance, it's kind of like be patient the first mile and a half, sometimes first 2 miles, just kind of get your rhythm in, and then you're really racing that last mile. Whereas in the 1500, you kind of have to be focused and in it the entire time. Like you don't want to be caught sleeping, because there's just not a lot of time to like make up for, you know, missed moves and stuff like that.
Do you tell yourself anything to like avoid falling asleep? Because that happens a lot during cross country for me.
Yeah. I think for me, sometimes keeping myself focused, like in it, in the race, like sometimes just staring at the person, like the back of the person in front of me, or looking up a couple people and saying like, I can't let this person go, like no matter what. Sometimes I think it's tough because you, especially in like a 5K or like a longer distance race, I think you kind of like tend to feel, you start getting tired, and you're like, man, I still have like a mile and a half to go, you know, I'm only halfway done, and I'm like, you know, this exhausted. So sometimes it's like about sticking in the moment, like staying in the moment, saying like, this race, I'm gonna get through this race one way or another, let me make sure that I'm not falling off in this moment, like one step at a time. Or sometimes to me it's like maybe one thing's feeling off, like you're aerobically, like you're breathing really hard, and that kind of starts get you a little bit like panicked, like you're a little worried. Sometimes then I'm like, okay, well, my legs feel pretty good, so let me focus on my legs. Or if it's vice versa, you know, like, or I just try to focus on like one positive aspect, and like one way that I'm gonna like stay in that race.
Interesting. So you mentioned how you race a little bit differently when it's heading towards championships and the end of the season as opposed to the beginning.
Right.
Do you have to deal with different sets of like pressures from yourself or from others? And like, if so, how do you modify that?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely like a different mentality around like a race that you're, you know, just trying to get a good time in, or like it's more of like a low key race versus, especially like Pac-12s, it's like, for us, it's difficult to even go to Pac-12s because our team is pretty competitive. So when you're starting to like reach that mid to end season, there's kind of like that pressure of like, I need to get a good time, or I need to like prove that I can beat like these people that are in the Pac-12s, so that like our coach knows that we're somebody that she needs to take to Pac-12s. Or when you're in Pac-12s, it's like, you got to be someone that's in a position to score, because it's no longer like just about yourself or your times. At that point, like, it's about making the team better or being someone that's contributing to the team success or team placement at Pac-12s.
Yeah, do you think that pressure that comes from like you and kind of your coach, do you think that makes you run faster, slower, or just like a little bit of both? Or?
For me personally, I think I like the added pressure. I think I tend to do better in like invitational style meets or like bigger meets where it's more important. I definitely think there are runners that like get in their head too much, you know, which is definitely reasonable. I mean, sometimes there is a lot of pressure on you, but I think to me, I've always kind of liked that pressure because I think sometimes like that nervousness and that additional adrenaline, like that, you know, that shows that you care and that shows that you're out there to compete. So I kind of like that aspect.
So if you have a race that's like going to qualify you for the next stage, would you be focusing on the like how important this qualification is while you're running, or would you just focus on the race and then have it in the back of your mind that it's like a qualification?
I think I would put an emphasis on it. I think it would kind of play into like the race plan. Like for instance, our next meet is our dual meet against Stanford. And so me and a couple of other teammates are looking for like kind of more qualifying times, either for regionals or just competitive times in the Pac-12. So like that's 2 weeks from yesterday, so we're kind of already talking about how we're gonna like set up that race. Normally that race is kind of like meant to like be kind of more, we're trying to just get points, trying to like beat Stanford, but for us it's like we want to like beat some of the Stanford guys and score points, but we also want to focus on like having an honest race. So whereas like the last 2 years, it was kind of a sit and kick, where it was just really like the last like 400 was kind of all out.
You want to get a good time?
Yeah, we're looking to like trying to push the pace and like get an honest time out of it too. So yeah, it definitely like plays into the race plan and like the mentality going into it.
And what would you do if the strategy doesn't go as well as you expect? Like how do you adjust?
Yeah, you definitely have to be super adaptable, because that tends to like, that happens a lot. It's good to have a race plan, but like probably most of the time it's not going to work out exactly how you want it.
That's true.
So yeah, just being willing to race the race that you're given. You're not always going to have the perfect opportunity. But I think making sure that that's not something that's going to get to you and ruin your race. Kind of saying like, I think going into races sometimes when we have a plan like that, I like to say, okay, this is the ideal situation, but like let me run through some other scenarios. Like let me kind of visualize like what might happen if, say, like I'm supposed to take it out myself, but someone else goes in front of me, or like maybe I'm supposed to take the first 400 to 600, and then my teammate's supposed to like take it after that. Like what if he's not in a good position to do that? I like to kind of like play with different scenarios in my head, just to try to like prepare myself for different things that might happen.
How does running with teammates in a race or even during training, do you think that helps you run faster, or does it create like, do you get competitive with them sometimes?
I think it helps. We have a really good team environment here. Mm-hmm. Like we're all like really proud of each other and supportive of each other. I think especially in cross country, I think it's huge to have your teammates next to you.
Yes.
Not just races and not just workouts, but like day-to-day stuff. I think like going through stuff together a lot of the times is what builds that team chemistry, to where it's like you're in the race and you see that person next to you and you know what they're fighting for, and you know that you guys have put in this work to be there together. And so yeah, I think having strong team chemistry and being there like for each other and with each other, I think is huge to a team success, but also individually. Like, I think it gives you that extra, like, yeah, you want to do well for yourself, but like, what's going to give you that extra push when you're like dying? It's like, maybe I don't care enough to get this PR, but I'm going to be there for my teammates. So I got to get that extra effort in.
Interesting. So you have this goal of a championship and like qualifications, but once that passes, what do you think, what you will set yourself new goals to keep on running, or do you just like have different, how do you keep running in the long run?
Yeah, so I think season goals are huge, but also like for next cross country season, we already put together goals like starting right after last cross country season. So like after, in whenever it was, November, December, kind of in that area, like we got together as a team meeting after cross country season ended, and we talked about like our individual goals for track, but we also talked about going forward, like what do we want to do next cross country season. So it's always about like goals every season, but looking forward to that, because looking forward like past that, because every season you get better, every season you build more, whatever, mileage, base, strength, you get older, like you have to have like kind of a growth mindset, like you always have to like be looking to strive forward and push forward. So I mean, I have track goals going through the rest of the season, but in the back of my mind, I also know that like what I'm doing right now isn't just for these like next couple weeks or this next like month or so. Like, it's also building forward towards like summer and then like in the fall, cross-country season.
So during this team meeting, could you elaborate on the kinds of goals you set? Was it for yourself or the whole team? And was it like time-based and competitive-based? Or was it more just like, I want to achieve this training load or have this relationship with running?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. We do individual goals and team goals. And then we kind of have like a team doc where everyone like writes down their goals. And it's like pretty specific stuff. So a lot of the guys, like, individual goal wise is like, yeah, it could be time and placement, like people definitely have that, but it might also be like, hey, like I feel like I wasn't getting enough sleep this semester and that caused me to get sick, and like, or maybe I'm not eating healthy enough, like, or I want to work on physical therapy stuff because I'm getting injured. So it could be like a lot of process goals like that. And then team wise for this track season, even though track is individual, we put together like a couple team goals. And I think a couple of those were, we set a certain amount of people that we wanted to go to Pac-12s. Because like I said, like, it's pretty competitive. There's 28 men and 28 women from our team that go to Pac-12s. And I mean, our throws program is like top in the country. We have a really good sprint program right now. So it's like competitive to get people to Pac-12s. Mm. So that was like a team goal that we had, like, hey, like, let's work together to get ourselves in a position where like we're scoring points, like we're strong on this team. And then there's a couple other things, like looking at rankings, team rankings based on like 1500 or 5k times. Like, they kind of do, like, you can look into that a little bit, but there's like across the nation, like there's like team rankings based on events. And then yeah, going forward for cross country season, like we haven't started individual goals yet for that. But we talked about like our big goal is we want to make it to nationals next year. So that's like something that we set in November, because that's like an ongoing process. It's not something that like starts in August or September. Like, that starts immediately, like, you know, working towards that. It's a big goal. So
you mentioned some people have goals of like preventing injury or setting new habits in place to prevent injury. Have you experienced any injury? Or?
Yeah, I all throughout high school, I didn't really have any injuries. My first injury started sophomore year track season, like middle of track season. I was having just like knee pain, and I couldn't really figure out like what it was. That lasted for about a little over a year. Turns out like it was the fat pads in my knees, which I didn't even like know was a thing. They were kind of treating it as tendonitis in my knee. But yeah, it turned out it was just like irritation, I think, from too many miles on like hard surface. So yeah, that was like definitely pretty big struggle, just because it started becoming a thing where it was like I couldn't really run more than like, whereas my training was like 75 miles a week, I couldn't run more than like 30, 35 without pain. Mm. So that was like a really big adjustment for me. But I think it kind of led to, I started like figuring out ways to get around it. So like that fall cross country season, I started getting into cross training. And so I was doing a lot of like ellipticaling and biking and figuring out how to like interpret that into cross country training and kind of replace mileage with that, which went like all right. I didn't really have a ton of guidance on it. I was kind of just experimenting, and then doing a lot of like PT exercises. And then I started to kind of like figure out better ways to go about it, in track season last year. And that was when I really like started to hit my stride. It was when I was like, I couldn't hit mileage quite yet, but I figured out a way to get in three main runs, like two workouts and a long run, and then do like, however many, like 5-6 hours of like hard cross training. And that was when I started to build up my fitness, and then eventually I got healthy, and then it led to a great cross country season.
Are there any like attitudes you think towards running that would have helped you not get injured, or do you think it was just like you weren't aware that this could happen?
Yeah, I think I was a little bit naive, or maybe just inexperienced with injury, because everything up to that point I was able to run through, and so it was like any like kind of minor pains I could kind of just run through. So I definitely wish that like when I started feeling that pain, I took it more seriously, because I think I probably could have prevented it or made it like, you know, less, maybe not like last an entire year. Yeah, I guess that was probably the main thing.
And then when you're training, are there any like signs you look for to make sure you're not getting like, you're not overtraining, or not just, you're not going to recover from this? Are there any?
Yeah, I definitely think it takes a lot of experience. Like, I think I know, I think, like I said, I thought I could kind of run through anything. And I think now I know my body a lot better, just, you know, after going through a couple injuries. And I mean, every couple weeks, you know, I'll have like a minor pain or something. And I think I've gotten good at listening to my body and like saying, I've gotten a lot better at like balancing like mileage. Like I've learned that there's definitely a limit of too much mileage for some people, but you can always do more. It just might not be more mileage. So I think my mindset has kind of been like, if something is hurting, like, and I can't do the mileage that I want to do, what's another avenue that I can do more? So that's like going to the trainers, doing PT stuff. Cross training is huge for me. I still, even when I'm not injured, I still do like 3 hours or so of ellipticaling or biking per week. Or it's, you know, getting more sleep or like eating healthier, whatever it is. I think that's been a huge mindset, or a huge thing for me, is like that mindset of like, you can always do more. It's just, maybe it's not mileage, maybe it's a different area.
So you've been running for like at least high school, and during all these years, are there any moments when running stopped feeling like enjoyable, or when you felt like maybe you wanted to dial back a little bit?
Yeah, I think definitely the biggest point of that, I think, was a little over a year ago when I had been going through my knee pain for like half of track season and then all of cross country season. And then when I started to try to build up for track again last winter break, it was still hurting. And so I think that like was a moment for me of like, man, like, why am I running if it just hurts all the time? You know, that was definitely a low point for me.
And how did you combat that to get back into running this track season?
I got to kind of did a lot of introspection, and I thought like, at the end of the day, like, why am I running? Like, why do I run? Like, what's my purpose for running? And to me, it's, I'm a competitor. Like, I love competing. I love like pushing my body to the limits. I love like seeing what I can get out of myself. And I love like competing side by side with my teammates. And so even if I wasn't able to run the training plan that I wanted to run, I kind of had to take a step back and say, like, does that matter to me, or am I going to do whatever it takes to, like, get to this point of competing that, like, I enjoy and I know I want to do? And so it was a lot of that, and then taking that forward and saying, like, how am I going to get to this point? For me, it was, like, let me figure out the best, like, training plan, which was, like, running a couple days a week, doing a lot of cross training, and then putting a huge emphasis on, like, recovery in PT exercises and stuff like that. And then I think it was kind of just, like, from there, it was, like, take it one day at a time, like, do what I need to do today, and then the next day, do what I need to do. And then, you know, before you know it, it's, like, a couple weeks later, and you start to see that improvement, and, like, I'm running, I'm feeling pretty fit, like, I don't have pain. And then, like, slowly, like, week after week, you're, like, you realize, like, okay, I've built something. So I think that was kind of how I went about it.
So I assume your, like, teammates were supporting you, and, like, what exactly did it do? Or have you ever had to support teammates who are also going through injury or hard times?
Yeah, I think the way our team culture used to be, we honestly, like, we didn't have a great team culture. So when I was going through that, I, like, didn't have a ton of, that was my sophomore year, or I guess sophomore into junior year. I didn't, like, really have, like, the greatest support from our teammates. But me going through that and, like, going through all the, you know, emotions of, like, you know, do I want to run all the way through, like, breaking through that and being, like, okay, like, I found a path, like, back to enjoying running. That kind of, like, spurred me to kind of work with the team and kind of spearhead, like, a new team culture. So I think I a little bit kind of, like, started you know, talking to, like, a lot of my teammates who were also facing issues with injury, and kind of, like, sharing with them, like, how I went about it. And so now it's, like, yeah, we do have a really great team culture, and we do have a bunch of guys who, like, maybe have gone through one thing or another, and then someone else on the team, like, you know, inevitably anything you've gone through, someone else has also gone through. Yeah. So I think we do have a really good support system within each other now.
So your mindset when you're, like, training and you're actually running on the track or on the trails, I assume you do a lot of soft surface. How is that different from when you do stretching and cross training, or, like, even, I guess you do strength training in the weight room?
Yeah. I think it's all, I try to always find a reason, like, why, a purpose for each thing that I'm doing. So I think, like, yeah, like, you're doing different things, but at the same time, like, I think I approach it pretty similarly, just in that, like, I like to have a vision or, like, an end goal, or, like, you know, this is where I want to be, or, like, this is, like, my ideal training, or, like, whatever it is, like, that kind of ideal, like, endpoint. And then I like to kind of, like, fit each piece of the puzzle, like, you know, like, where does, like, whether it's just day-to-day run or, like, a workout or, yeah, like you said, like, lifting or strength training or, like, PT, like, I think I try to kind of go at it, like, I got to do this thing because it's going to, like, put me on this path, or, like, it's going to get me to, like, this point. So I kind of, like, even though they're different things, like, you're doing completely different things, like, in a track workout versus, like, stretching or, like, rolling out, I think I kind of, like, try to, like, you know, have that same mentality of, like, I'm doing this for this purpose to get me here.
Interesting. In general, when you deal with, like, a setback or a difficulty during a race, or even, like, just a general pain that's associated with running a good race, how do you push through that?
Like you're saying, like, when I'm, like, pushing through in a race.
Yeah, even if it's, like, going well, but it just, like, starts to hurt because you know you're on that last lap or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think for me, like I kind of was talking about earlier, I think one of the biggest drivers is, like, being there for my team. Mm. I think, like, some of my best races in cross country season, like that, like, last mile or two, like, it's very easy to kind of fall into that pain and, like, be complacent, or, like, sometimes it's like you're having a great race and there's a mile to go and you're exhausted, but you're like, hey, like, I'm in a pretty good position, like, if I, you know, kind of ride this out, like, that's a good race for me. And I had a couple races like that where I'm kind of faced with the option of like push through this pain and like get those extra couple people, or you know, be complacent. And I think in those instances for me, it's being there for the team, like knowing like, hey, like I'm at whatever it was, like I think 3 meets this year, I'm like the number one scorer. So like if I don't beat those people in front of me, like, you know, what if we like fall back? Like what if we get 6th place at Pac-12s, or like instead of 5th place, or like what if we like lose this race, whatever it might be. I think to me, it's about like pushing through it for my team, and also like to kind of inspire them and say like, hey, like I felt awful at this point in the race, but like I put my eyes up. Yeah, I put my eyes up, like look at the person in front of me, say I'm gonna reel him in and pass him, like get on to the next person, stuff like that.
So like your desire to really do everything for the team is what keeps you, like you always give your full effort on a race. That's your main driver.
Yeah, I think so. I think I feel a pretty big responsibility as like a senior and like a leader on this team to leave it all out there, because to me, if I'm not doing that, how can I expect my teammates to do that? Like if they're looking up to me or like seeing me do this stuff, you know, they're gonna maybe emulate stuff like that. So I think I can't ask them something that I'm not gonna do myself.
Very nice. Are there any final takeaways you want to give us in the audience about?
I don't know. I think there's always gonna be difficulties with running. It's one of those sports where it's like, you know, who knows why we do it, because it hurts. But I think like focusing on the positives, like, and focusing on like growing and being better, like there's always room for improvement, and there's always like a space to find joy and like love for the sport. So I think, yeah, I've just been this last year or so like really focusing on that, you know, keep that positive mindset, and keep moving forward.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it.